morning and welcome to our daily chapel. Make sure my mic is on.
On? There we go. Sorry. Thank you. We just got a new system, so. Good morning and welcome to our first day of daily chapel. Just a few things to introduce our chapel program to those of you who are new. And first of all, welcome. We have chapel every day that we have classes. And at 10 o'clock, usually till about 10:15, we'd love to have you build that into your regular schedule. And there'll be a variety of different preachers that you hear day after day. So please come and make this a part of your day. One of the great things about chapel, too, is it kind of unites everybody on campus into one place, and there's kind of a community feel to it as well. And hopefully you'll get a little bit of sense of the Bethany family when you partake in chapel as well. Just a few things about the book that we use, the Evangelical Lutheran Hymnary, the hymn book. Sometimes you'll see it listed as ELH, Evangelical Lutheran Hymnary. When you put the hymn book back, please put it the way you found it, with the spine down. If you put it in this way, it breaks the spine. So if you see one next to you that's in the wrong way, flip it back over so that it looks wrong. The pages should be up, though, so do that if you would. You'll notice in the hymn book, if you take it out, maybe you're from a church that's never used a hymn book before. And you'll notice that the hymns and the music are all listed with the big numbers. Once in a while, we'll ask you to turn to something, or in the bulletin, it'll say something. In the front part of the hymn book, there's about a couple hundred pages at the front. Once in a while, we'll use a prayer or something from there. Take your hymn book out, if you would. Turn to page, or to hymn one, hymn one, hymn number one. It's a beautiful old Norwegian hymn. That blessed Jesus at thy word, the church body that originally started Bethany and everything back when it was taken over in the 1920s has Norwegian roots. So you'll occasionally see some Norwegian hymns in here too. Turn back one page to what would be page number 202 and 203, and you'll see an interesting kind of schedule or calendar. And that is called the historic lectionary. Now, what that means is early Christians, very early on, began using certain Sundays to study and learn different parts of the Christian faith. And so as you go down the page, you'll see a whole listing of different Sundays. Right now, we're in a week known as Trinity Week 9. And there were different Bible readings for each one. Now, we don't follow the readings always exactly are here. Sometimes we do. But the theme for that week is often found in the readings that we have. So it's all based upon this kind of ancient historic series. The idea was to learn the whole Christian faith and go through all the teachings in a year or so. So that was really the idea behind it. If you look in your bulletin for today, there'll be a bulletin each week. If you look in your bulletin, you'll see the hymn listed and then the verses for that hymn that we will sing. If there's an asterisk next to it, that usually means we stand to sing. You sing better when you stand. And then there's typically a reading and a devotion. Some days we'll do a few other things as well. So I'm Chaplain Don Molstead. I'm in charge of the chapel program and line this up. And if you have any questions or would like to know more about any of this, please feel free to stop by and see me. My office is in the basement. May God bless our worship both today and all of the days that we're here in Daily Chapel. God, we praise you. God, we bless you. God, we name you Sovereign Lord, Mighty King, whom angels worship, Father, by your church adore. All the nation shows your glory, heaven and thank you. scripture reading for our meditation today is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verses 20 to 23. And the Lord writes, "My son, pay attention to my words. Open your ear to what I say. Do not let them escape from your sight. Keep them deep in your heart, because they are life for those who find them and healing for the entire body. Above all else, guard your heart carefully, because your life flows from it." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would now strengthen our faith through them. Amen. You may be seated. When I was 19 years old, in the summer between college classes, I worked at a houseboat factory in Mankato for a while. They actually built houseboats outside of Mankato. And I was near the end of the factory line, and these huge, enormous houseboats would come down the line. They were on big pontoons. And because I'm vertically challenged, I often, if there was something that needed changing or correcting underneath the pontoons, I was the one that had to crawl underneath there. And one of my jobs was occasionally to install something that I had to use a power drill and drill up above my head into metal. And one day I was wearing special protective goggles and was down underneath this boat and drilling up into this metal. And even though I had goggles on, there was a very, very tiny hot piece of metal that somehow went through the side of my goggles and got onto my eyeball. Oh, and I can still remember how it stung and it hurt. If you imagine hot metal dropping onto your eyeball, you're all cringing. It affected me. I could hardly see to get out of there. And someone took me to a doctor and everything, and it was horrible. If you've ever had something get in your eye like that, you realize how precious your eyes are and how you take care of them. We protect them. We make sure that nothing happens to them. Other parts of the body, maybe we can take things happening, but boy, the eyes, they're so delicate. And there's something just so that we have to be so careful with. Martin Luther said that the way the eyes are for your physical body is the way your conscience is for your spiritual life. Your conscience, your soul, your heart. Listen to what he said. "The eye is spoken of as a sensitive member, but the conscience is much more sensitive. There's nothing more tender in heaven and on earth than the conscience. That thing inside of you that knows right and wrong and kind of stirs you and motivates you and moves you in things and tells you when you should or shouldn't be involved in certain things. Your parents, when you were a little child, right away started training you in that conscience and trying to instruct that conscience inside of you. God's word has much to say in addressing those issues as well. And it's interesting that inside each person here today, one thing that's, no matter where we're from or who we are or whatever, we all have this inside of us. Even atheists have a conscience. There's a sense of oughtness in us. That means I ought to do this, I ought not to do that. There's just something innately in us. We call it congenital. That means that your conscience is something that is just in you from birth, in fact, even before that, inside of your mother's womb. And sometimes that conscience can be pretty tender and it can beat you up. I remember when I was a little child, I told a really big lie that got some people in trouble. And I didn't tell anybody about it until I was probably in college. And it bothered me that I had done that. My teenage years, it just bothered me, my conscience. So sometimes our consciences can really beat us up too and bring up our guilt and things that nobody else knows about us. In the same way that you and I protect our eyes and safeguard them so we don't get hot metal in them or anything else, God instructs us to do that with our souls, with our hearts, and with our consciences, to protect them and to guard them and to keep them. because they're so absolutely crucial to how you go about your life. They're so crucial to how you live your life. And maybe we don't always connect it immediately that way for ourselves, but if you really think about it, it's so true. How you live your life has to do with, and your very character and how you go about things, how you think about things in your life, all comes from a deep, central part of you that's your soul. Your conscience is connected to that. Your heart, all of that is part of what drives you. It's almost like an engine that drives you then in your life and in your world, and what's going to be important to you, who you're going to hang out with, what you're going to do with your life, how you're going to treat your money, how are you going to talk about people, what you're going to do with your body. All of that is driven by this engine inside of you, this spiritual component that is who you are. The day that that metal got in my eye, a friend drove me to a doctor's office who was a specialist in taking care of just eyeballs. And when you came into his office, man, you could see it. The whole office was just charts and everything about the eye. And he put me in a chair right away, leaned me back, and he had a bright camera on my eyes. And he turned on a movie screen or a camera. And on the wall, I was watching out of my left eye. It was in my right eye. I could actually watch what he was doing to me on my eyeball in a screen. It was pretty freaky. But he took a magnetic needle. A magnetic needle. He never touched my eye, and he gently went across my eyeball, and I'm watching this on a screen, and just lifted that metal by magnetism off of my eye and just pulled it right off. When you come into this sanctuary and you look around, this room has been designed to take care of your conscience and your soul, everything in it. God's word, the hymns, the music, the artwork, the architecture, the organ, everything. It's designed to take care of the most delicate part of who you are as a human being. It's designed to deal with that. And in that word of God that we learn and listen to here, God reveals to us his wonderful love and compassion that despite all the sins in us, despite all the imperfections in our eyes spiritually, he has sent his son into the world, Jesus Christ, to buy us back into his good graces, to forgive us all of our sins. And just like that doctor with that magnetic needle, your Lord Jesus Christ, through his word, comes to you and he removes that imperfection. He takes away your sin and took it to the cross and made payment before God for all of the wickedness you and I have ever done. And now provides us through his word with healing, the gracious healing. And the holy, perfect record that we need to get into heaven, he just gives that to you free through his word. Is it any wonder then, if that's how God operates with us, to deal with the most delicate part of who we are, is it any wonder why he says this to us? Listen to the words of our text again. Read them. Pay attention to my words. Open your ear to what I say. Do not let them escape from your sight. Keep them deep in your heart, because they are life for those who find them and healing for the entire body. And I love this, thinking of the eye too. Above all else, guard your heart carefully, because your life flows from it. Guard your heart. The way you protect your eyes, guard your heart carefully, because your whole life flows out of that. Isn't it amazing to think the God of the universe that created everything wants to have a relationship with you, and he does that through his word? The one who created pens and writing and paper and who created books and computers and all of that, it shouldn't surprise us that he wants to use words to come to you and me with his grace and his forgiveness and ultimately guide us on the way to heaven. So guard your heart this year by coming into this precious sanctuary where God does his work on us, because out of that heart flows all the matters of your life. May God bless you in this new academic year. Amen. Please take out your hymn book and turn to the front part, page 86. Page 86 in the front portion. And we're going to use prayer number 2 in the middle of the page. This is called the Collect for the Word. A collect is a gathering together of people's prayers. Let's rise and join together in praying that prayer together. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in his peace. Amen.